no place like home. Sweet home, sweet home.
Now on WGN.FM, the G, the housing guru. It's the David Hochberg Show.
Hi, and welcome to the Housing Guru Show. My name is David Hochberg, the housing guru at WGN Radio, soon to be WGN TV, working out an appearance schedule over on WGN TV, starting up in September. Excited about that. I'll give you more information as it comes. Been about 6 months since NBC changed directions, and I was able to finally get back on to WGN. So looking forward to that. 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600. Go to our website, WGN.FM. My company's website is townstone.com. If you have any questions, want to contact me off the air, send emails to thehousingguru@wgnradio.com, thehousingguru@wgnradio.com. I've got Don. Don, are you there, buddy?
I am. Hi, David. How are you?
Good, my friend. Welcome to the show. Don, why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners, and I'll tell them what you do and how we're affiliated and associated, and we'll go from there.
What's good? Very good. Well, my name is Don Liebsker. I'm an attorney. I've been practicing over 40 years in helping consumers, met David recently, and over the years had many clients before I met David. Telling me how happy they are with the service. So for me, it's a real honor to be on the show.
Well, I appreciate it. And you came to me, asked me if I do reverse mortgages, because you deal with a segment of the marketplace. Your primary client are senior citizens over their skis, or not really only senior citizens, people that are over their skis credit-wise, but predominantly you handle with the elderly marketplace because they don't know where to go. They're usually taken advantage of. They're usually violated in on the consumer protection laws, and they don't know what their rights are. And that's where you come into play. So why don't you quickly explain what you do and how you help seniors, and then we'll get into specifically what you and I are working on and to help seniors get out of debt and keep their homes.
Very good. Well, one of the programs I'm executive director of is called Legal Advocates for Seniors and People with Disabilities. So it also helps people who are not seniors but maybe disabled, who are receiving government income and don't have a sufficient amount of money to pay their debts as they become due, may not want to file bankruptcy, or maybe don't even have enough money to file bankruptcy. And we could protect the seniors basically from their creditors, as well as in some situations, which I guess we'll go into, where a senior could get a reverse mortgage, pay off their existing mortgage, and a lot of times we're able to settle their existing credit card debt for a lot less money than they owe. And then oftentimes some of these collection agencies or third-party debt collectors is attempting to collect when they're not allowed to, and oftentimes we will file fair debt collection cases on behalf of the senior, which often will eliminate the debt and get the senior sometimes up to $1,000.
So, Don, if people want to reach you to find out more information about your services, how do they get a hold of you, buddy?
Well, they could call at 800-605-8055. And even though that's an 800 number and we do things nationwide, we're based right here in the Chicago area. And as I said, doing this with the Chicago Legal Clinic, they've been helping consumers since 1981.
And this isn't just for Illinois, like you said. This just isn't for Chicago, Illinois. It's for all 50 states. So this show is out on the Internet right now. It's going not only all over this country, but all over the world. And if you're living in the United States from, let's say, Bangor, Maine, down to San Diego, California, from Anchorage, Alaska, out to the Florida Keys and all points in between, if people are being taken advantage of by creditors, you could potentially stop that from happening, correct?
That's right. Potentially we can. And there's never, if they do call us, there's never a charge for consultation. If need be, oftentimes we could connect the people up if they need legal counsel with somebody in their state.
312-521-8600. 312-521-8600 is the phone line. 312-521-8600 is the text line. So if you have any questions that you want to ask Donald, you could send us a text at 312-521-8600. 312-521-8600, or you could call us at 312-521-8600. You're listening to The Housing Guru Show on WGN.FM. So one of the fascinating aspects of the marketplace that we are able to help seniors, Don, and I did a little research on this with my reverse mortgage lender, is that you could get what's called a short payoff. And what a short payoff is, for listeners that don't know what a short payoff is that let's say you have one loan for $200,000 and you have a second loan for $50,000. And let's say your home is only worth $200,000, okay? And you're an 80-year-old person with tons of credit card debt, but you're obviously upside down. $200,000 home, $250,000 worth of mortgages. Don could go back to the creditors and talk to them about, listen, I've got an 80-year-old person here. You're never going to get this money. I'm going to put them in a bankruptcy and you'll get nothing. Or you could try to work with me to work out these loans and give us a payoff where you'll get something instead of nothing. And we'll be able to put them into a reverse mortgage and the senior will be able to live in the home. Now, I'm simplifying that as easy as I can. It's a little more complicated, Don, but that's basically what we could do. And why don't you explain in a little more detail what you do with the creditors and the mortgage holders and the servicers of the mortgage to try to get a short payoff so seniors can live in their homes?
Well, as you said, David, and you've had a lot of experience in that, if you're finally able to talk to the right people at the lending institution and show them how much the property is worth and tell them they might be able to get some cash to pay off and get the mortgage paid off, when you can talk to the right people, some of them are more than willing to take that. And so that's, of course, when you would come in and the things that you could do. And so not only do they have this big burden of the payoff, the monthly payments that they have, but now they have no payments to make other than their taxes and maintenance on the property. And oftentimes, after something like this is done, they may say to you, well, this is great. We don't have any mortgage payments to make anymore, but we still have these credit card debts, and we couldn't get any money out of our reverse mortgage to pay off these debts. Well, this is where our program, Legal Advocates for Seniors and People with Disabilities, would come up. We'd contact the creditors. We'd show them the seniors' benefit statements and their income and expenses and say, here, this is all they have. Even if you were to sue them, their money that they get from the government is protected by the government, so they're really going to get nothing under a lawsuit. And basically, we ask them to leave them alone from now on. If the circumstances change and our seniors come into some money, they'll be happy to try to resolve this debt, because most of our people have paid their debts for years and they've just run into a temporary bad time and they need some help. And of course, that's where you've been able to help people a lot, and we're hopefully going to be able to work with you and help some more people.
312-521-8600. Don's on the phone. He's an attorney. And Don, if it doesn't work, I guess the biggest question I always get is, how come I need to bring an attorney into this? How come I can't do it myself?
Well, actually, you could do it yourself. And so we tell people that they could tell their creditors that they don't have any money at all, that they are on Social Security. Unfortunately, what happens is that the creditors, in most instances, will continue to harass the people. And most of the time, the clients would be willing to have an attorney intercede for them with a program. A lot of these creditors, we've been doing this over 10 years now, and they know we don't accept everybody into our program. So if the person on disability or the senior has a lot of funds, we won't contact the creditors and say they don't have anything. And so the creditors do know if somebody gets accepted into our program, and we reject about 20% of the people who come to us, they know that it's legitimate, and it's silly for the creditor to be spending money chasing somebody that they're not going to be able to collect from.
Who's a perfect candidate to call you? I mean, is it the borrower themselves or the kids of the borrowers? Because sometimes the borrowers, what I found, and let me know if you feel the same way, is that sometimes the borrowers, especially the more experienced borrowers, as I like to call them, I don't like to call them senior citizens, I like to call people that have been on this planet longer than me, you know, more experienced than me and experienced borrowers, they don't want to admit that they have a problem. and they bury their heads in the sand, which of course solves all the problems, right? If you don't address the problem, it's going to immediately go away, and then it's left on the kid's shoulders. And are you dealing with more of the actual client that's having the problem, or are you dealing with the kids that are coming to you to solve the problem of their parents?
You know, I think about 50-50. You know, as you said, David, a lot of the parents are embarrassed about this. They paid their bills all their life. A lot of times they don't even want to share this with their children because they've protected their children and helped their children all this time. Now, finally, when the kids find out about it, the kids are finally able to help their parents, you know. And if they can't help them out financially to help get them out of debt, they do seek out services like yourself and us to see if we could help. So we're really finding that we're getting referrals from both the kids and the parents.
All right, so I'm an experienced borrower. I'm 77, let's say. I own a home that's worth $300,000. Okay, I owe $300,000 on the mortgage. I owe $70,000 on my credit card. I've got $4.58 in my checking account, and I haven't made a mortgage payment in 3 months. I'm 2 months away from going into foreclosure. I've got $1,528 coming in from Social Security every month that barely covers my meds. And somebody that comes in 2 months away from foreclosure. Now, I can secure a reverse mortgage for somebody that's in foreclosure, by the way, Don. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I didn't know that.
I could use a reverse mortgage to stop a foreclosure, to pay off a foreclosure. And it doesn't matter. I had a guy, I just came in from Peru, Illinois today, where I met with about 45 seniors, experienced borrowers, I should say. And I used an example that a gentleman was 63 years old, just qualified for a reverse mortgage. He had two mortgages, both in foreclosure. He qualified to pay off both mortgages, all the back attorney's fees, because you know what happens, Don. Once it goes into foreclosure, there's another $20,000 to $30,000 worth of attorney's fees that are thrown on top of it. So we were able to cover that, pay off the mortgage, get him a reverse mortgage, and also take out $18,000 that he went to pay off other credit cards. And it's a great strategy that people don't realize that you could use. But in this case, 78-year-old person comes in, they owe what the house is worth, and they owe $50,000 worth of mortgage payment, two mortgage payments away from going into foreclosure, have zero money, I'm sorry, $4.32 in the bank. What's the consultation like with you and the consumer at that time when they come to your office? What happens? Walk somebody through that.
Okay. Well, first of all, there's no charge for the consultation. And then secondly, you know, I would tell them that we would attempt to see if we could negotiate something with the lender. If, in fact, the people wanted to look at a reverse mortgage, and certainly it doesn't hurt to look, I'd have them call you, David, and to see what you could do for them and to see what we'd have to get the mortgage amount down to, given their age. For this to work and for them to be able to see if they could get enough money to pay their creditors off. And so after I get my marching orders from you in terms of the amounts, I would then get to work and see if we could help them.
And let me just cut you off right there, Don, to explain what you're talking about. I would take the 70-some-year-old, you know, you're a young person, I would take all their information, put it in the computer, and tell you and the borrower and the consumer what they would qualify for. Okay, and let's just say a 77-year-old person, 78-year-old person would qualify in a $300,000 home for a, I don't know, let's say a $200,000 mortgage, okay? And they owe $300,000 on the $300,000 home. And what you would have to do then is, with your legal experience, go back to that lender and say, hey, here's a 77, 78-year-old guy. Here's what they qualify for the reverse mortgage. Here's what we need the payoff to be at in order to get this done. Would you rather take 120, 130, 140, whatever the number is, or would you rather get nothing because we're going to file a Chapter 7 and completely wipe out the mortgage? Okay, so walk us through that period from when I give you the number to you calling the servicer of the mortgage and having the conversation, and about how long does that take?
Well, it could take several months. You know, the first thing is we'd get a limited power of attorney from the borrowers because the credit card, because the mortgage lender won't speak to us unless we're authorized to do this.
Okay.
And I try to go through this with them, show them what the values of the properties may be worth in terms of the area where my client might be living, and to show them, even though they went through the foreclosure process, it would take them, and we could many times keep some of these foreclosures going a year to 2 years. It would take them several years for our client to get out of, my client out of the property. My client could live there rent-free. And so, you know, we try to put a logical argument together of why this is worthwhile. And I should say this, David, you probably even run into some situations where somebody may call you or somebody may even come into my office on that same example that you just gave me and said, I owe $300,000, the house is worth $200,000. And they say, I tried this a few years ago, and I could tell you it's not going to work. But I would say to them right now, things have changed in the marketplace. And things that lenders wouldn't accept a few years ago in this situation, now many times they're getting more realistic because there have been so many foreclosures and there's so much inventory. All of a sudden, we're able to see lenders dealing on a common sense approach and trying to evaluate it and say, well, we can take, you know, 200, we need 202 or something of that nature, you know? And so it's becoming less difficult to do at this time.
All right, why don't you give your phone number out again, Don? Fire away.
Okay, it's 800-605-8055. And that's Legal Advocates for Seniors and People with Disabilities.
And talk about how you're able to help consumers with disabilities and their housing issues.
Well, it pretty much the same situation, you know. If they of course, won't be able to qualify for a reverse mortgage, but you may have some programs available for them where they're able to possibly modify their mortgage or refinance their mortgage based upon their income. And many times we could deal with their credit card debt because maybe because of their debt-to-income ratio, they couldn't qualify for a mortgage. So if we're able to help them out with their credit card debt, you may find that all of a sudden they become eligible and you might be able to help so many people that are on disability right now.
312-521-8600 is the phone line. 312-521-8600 is the text line. 800-605-8055 is Don's phone number. Don, how do you pronounce your last name, Don?
It's pronounced Liebsker.
Liebsker. And if people and the website, if people want to go, Don, is what again?
Well, probably they should go to mylegaladvocates.org.
Mylegaladvocates.org. And I've been on that website, and it has a lot of great information. So if you're having trouble making your housing payment, if you're over your skis, meaning you have too much debt with limited income coming in to cover that debt, you need to call Don because there's ways to eliminate that debt. 1-800-605-8055. There's also ways to keep yourself in a home, especially if you're a senior, with a reverse mortgage, especially a senior that could show hardship, that you could work with Don, and Don will, you know, there's no guarantee, Don. I'm not saying that you're the, you know, that you're the housing expert here, that you're going to sprinkle your fairy dust over everything and make everything good. But you've got affiliations with a lot of different organizations in the city. And the gentleman that you want to have lunch with me and him, what organization does he work for? The Chicago?
It's Ed Grossman, and he's the head of the Chicago Legal Clinic. Him and Bishop Pebraki, who's Bishop of Springfield, who's also an attorney, formed the Legal Clinic in 1981. And the bishop has been active in the clinic, and Ed has been operating it and helping thousands of people every year who need assistance. And they do a lot of other work. And what I'm doing with them is just one of the programs that the clinic does. They've assisted people for years.
So Chicago Legal Clinic, you're friends with the people that run it. You work with them. You handle the the housing and credit issues on when they come in. Is that a free service, or do people have to pay for it, Don?
There's nothing in terms of the service at the Chicago Legal Clinic. Again, there's no charge for the consultation. The legal services that they provide are on a sliding scale. And so it just depends what the people's income is.
All right. So the perfect candidate for somebody to call you, or the perfect candidate's sons or daughters or parents or aunts and uncles that know somebody, maybe somebody living next door to somebody that you know is just having some hard times and are down in their luck and don't know where to turn, there is hope. Okay. I've helped people with reverse mortgages save their home out of foreclosure. I've helped people with the power of the reverse mortgage pay off back taxes, and so they didn't have to sell their home, Don. So you and I are going to be a powerful team, because the people, the consumers that come to us, the borrowers that come to us that have $30,000 to $40,000 worth of credit card debt, that owe exactly what they owe on their house, or maybe they owe $170,000 against a $200,000 home, but we need the payoff to come in at $120,000. They could try to do that with the lender, but the likelihood of them calling a gigantic servicer or a gigantic lender who is servicing their mortgage and say, "Hi, I'm Tom Smith. I need a 50. I need my payoff to come in at 120. I know I owe you 170, so I can get a reverse mortgage. How do I go about doing that?" And the difference is, compare and contrast Tom Smith doing it as opposed to somebody coming to you and doing it, Don.
Well, in terms of me doing it, maybe they think I'm a little more scary, so I'm a lawyer, and that I have some options available for the people. And so it does still allow me to speak with the lender. There's a little bit of respect that they have, because they know that the consumer is aware of their legal rights. And I should mention one other thing, which I think I brought up before, that a lot of times the consumer is upside down on their house. And David, when you're able to work out the reverse mortgage for them, it doesn't leave them any money. The optimum thing would be if they could pay off their credit card debt in whole or settle their credit card debt with the extra money. But oftentimes things just work out that they're just able to pay off their existing mortgage, and they get a great relief by not having that mortgage payment to make. But now they have the credit card debt. And that's where, again, legal advocates for seniors and people with disabilities comes in. We call it LASPD. We'd be able to deal with their creditors and protect them from their creditors.
So basically either eliminate or come in with a smaller amount that's due, get the mortgage taken care of with a reverse mortgage so they no longer have to make a mortgage payment. They still have to make a real estate tax payment. You still have to cover your yearly insurance and your yearly real estate taxes. But if you eliminate a mortgage payment and you eliminate your credit card debt, it makes it a heck of a lot easier for people to live in a home a lot more comfortably, to pay their medical bills, to pay their daily and weekly and monthly health care costs. Okay, forget about the medicine. You know, a lot of experienced homeowners need a little assistance getting up in the morning out of bed. I mean, I herniated my L3 disc, Don. I couldn't feel. Well, you saw what a mess I was the other day.
I saw.
When I was in your office, and you know, I couldn't walk. I mean, I couldn't feel my left leg, and I could only. And I'm 47. I'm going through physical therapy. I'm all good right now. But you know, there are people that are permanently in that condition. And if I was permanently in that condition, I couldn't lift my left leg. And you're like, "What the hell's wrong with you? Why are you coming to my office?" And I'm like, "I wanted to meet the great Don Liebsker. So I gotta make it over here, because we're gonna be doing a lot of business together, and I wanted to come over and meet you and meet the other attorneys in your office, because we could help a lot of seniors." That's
well,
what
David,
it's all
that
about.
Example that you just gave before, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'll take the accolades anytime you want to give them. But that example that you gave right now, if you and I are able to do this for the more experienced borrowers, as you say, to help eliminate their mortgage payment and to help eliminate their credit card debt so they could, you know, live a life that they could take care of themselves and have funds available to do some of the things they may need to do or want to do. I feel good when I do this. I know when we talk, you feel good, and, of course, they'll feel great.
I hear you. Well, listen, I'm looking forward to working with you, working with your team, working with the staff over at Chicago Legal Clinic. I know you're setting up a meeting for all of us to meet to see how we could get a little synergism going. And it's all about helping people, Don. You know, if we could save one person's home without them getting thrown out and kicked into a nursing home, if we could save them the anguish of leaving a home that they've lived in for 40, 50, 60 years. Some of these people have lived in these homes for 60 years and live out their life in a home that a lot of them, Don, built. A lot of them had their kids in these homes and brought their babies home from the hospitals that they had their kids at in these homes. And, you know, they don't want to leave these homes. You know, this is the last place they want to live. And if we could just make it easier for seniors to stay in these homes, in their home, and own it with a little more dignity without having bill collectors calling them every hour of the day, that's what we're all about. So if you want more information about Don's services and to talk to Don Liebsker about his operation and his company and his services, give him a call at 1-800-605-8055, 1-800-605-8055. And it's My Legal Advocates. That's a plural, right, Don?
That's correct.
MyLegalAdvocates.com. I've been to
.org.
.org. I apologize, Don. MyLegalAdvocates.org. MyLegalAdvocates.org. I've been to the website a number of different times. It's a great website. It's easy to navigate. Great information. You want to leave us with, in 30 seconds or less, Don, a bit of information that people could use?
I guess I would say don't be scared to call either David Hochberg or Don Liebsker for some information. And even if you wind up not doing anything, you'll probably find out something very useful that might help you either today or in the future.
And if it's not going to help them, it might help one of their friends, family, coworkers, or neighbors, which is really important as well.
Absolutely.
All right, my friend. I will get back to you later today. I did get your text. Like I said, I came back from Peru, Illinois, in the middle of the tsunami, so I came right to the station here. So I will call you later tonight, and we'll schedule time to meet with the team over at Chicago Legal Clinic, okay?
Yeah, and thank you very much for having me on your show and being able to talk to your listeners.
No problem, buddy. We'll do it again soon. Have a great day. Welcome back to the Housing Guru Show. My name is David Hochberg, the Housing Guru at WGN Radio and WGN-TV. Going to start doing segments over at WGN-TV starting September. Looking forward to it. I think the segment's called Your Money Matters. I received an email earlier in the month about working with the fine people over at WGN-TV, helping people with their finances. So we're going to get that up and running, waiting for the segment producer to give me an exact date when that all starts up, but I'm super pumped about that. A website, WGN.FM, phone line, 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600, text line, same number, 312-521-8600. Website is WGN.FM. We are having a home buyers, no we're not, we're having a credit enhancement seminar. We did the home buying seminar. We're having a credit enhancement seminar next Thursday, August 28th, in Schiller Park, which is right next door to O'Hare, very, very conveniently located, right off of all the major expressways. Place seats over 500. Started running ads today. We've got over 150 people registered. So if you're interested in attending, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock at night, Victoria Banquets Beaujolais in Schiller Park. Parking is free. Event is free. There will be a cash bar, and it's a banquet hall, for God's sake, so they will be selling food, and I look forward to seeing all of you there. And who should attend, and why should you attend? You should attend if these following items hit home to you. Number one, you should attend if your credit score is lower than 740. You should attend if you've experienced a foreclosure, bankruptcy, or short sale within the past 7 years. You should attend if you are tired of paying double digits on your auto loan. You should attend if you have no credit and you're having trouble establishing credit because everything you think you're doing right is not working. You should attend if you're trying to establish your credit, even if you've got a 500 credit score. I could help you get the credit score higher. You should attend, and your high school kids should attend, to learn how you can establish credit for them before they go to college or as they're preparing to go to college, what they should do while they're in college to make sure that they begin to establish their credit ahead of time before they graduate, so they don't come out with a zero credit report or credit score. You should attend if your ex-spouse threw a couple of torpedoes in your bow on the way out because the vindictive person that they were really didn't care about themselves or you and had to throw one extra jam at you by paying a couple of credit cards late. A lot of cases, you didn't even know the credit card was open. So we will tell you strategies how to protect yourself from that happening to you. You should attend if you're tired of living in your mother's basement. And if you're parents and you're tired of having your kids live in your basement, you should send them so they could finally get out of your basement so you could enjoy your life and get your mojo back going, because it's tough to get your freak on when you got the kids in the basement. 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600. Go to our website, townstone.com, and WGN.fm. That's where you could register for the seminar. On both WGN.fm or WGN Radio, I should say, on the events page, click on WGN Radio events page, and you should be able to register easily there. Or you could go to my website, townstone.com, TOWNSTONE.com, TOWNSTONE.com. And on the homepage, you could fill out an application to register. You just click the button. It takes you right to the WGN webpage. 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600. Like I said, I was in La Salle, Peru, actually in Peru today, not La Salle, Peru. Actually blew right by Route 251 and made it all the way to Hennepin, which there's actually nothing in Hennepin except a shuttered steel mill, which was great. So we went out there, met with about 45 experienced borrowers, talked to them about reverse mortgages, and gave them the rundown. And the rundown is, number one, one person in the household has to be 62. Up until August 4th, both parties in the household had to be 62 to qualify. Number two, you own the home, not the government. Everybody thinks the government owns their home. And number three, you could take the money out tax-free. There's a lot of other things in between, but that's basically the highlights of the program. Three of the questions, we had three great questions. I was only allowed to speak for 25 minutes. Question number one was from a lady who asked, what happens if she passes away or moves? And it's a very simple answer. Let's say your home's worth $200,000 and you take out a $100,000 reverse mortgage, okay, and you move, and the balance is still $100,000 and the home's worth $200,000. You pay off the $100,000 and you sell the house and pocket $100,000. Now, let's say the home is worth $200,000 and you owe $300,000 and you're still alive. What happens? You sell the home. You tell the lender, hey, by the way, we're going to be $100,000 short. The lender will contact FHA because all reverse mortgages are FHA loans. And FHA will cut a check to the lender for the $100,000 shortage. So you will not be out of pocket anything if the home sells for less than what you owe. Different scenario. Let's say you pass away and the house is willed, or the estate says that your siblings get the house. In the first example, home is worth $200,000. You owe $100,000. The siblings can either refinance the home to keep it in the family and refinance a $100,000 loan, or they sell the home and pocket the 100 G's. That's how it works. In the other example, you pass away. The senior passes away. The experienced borrower passes away. You owe $300,000 and the home's worth $200,000. What happens then? The estate then gets a notice, hey, there's a $100,000 shortage. The lender's going to contact FHA. The estate doesn't have to come up with any money. The lender eats it. FHA eats it. That's what it's all about. 312-521-8600. 312-521-8600. Phone line is open. Tell Hochberg that he's too old and not allowed to say get your freak on ever again. Gross. Okay, thanks, 815. I appreciate that. that he is too old, and that, so I guess there's an age limit on when I could say get your freak on. I'll tell you what, 815, is there a better phrase that you would like me to say instead of get my freak on? I'd be interested in hearing that. Thanks for listening on, and thanks for texting. 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600. Dr. Michael McGuire is on the phone with us. How are you, Dr. McGuire?
There is no better person to help you get your freak on. I am well qualified to help in this assistance.
That's right, because Dr. McGuire is the head urologist at North Shore Health Systems, and Dr. McGuire is going to be starting a new radio show starting tomorrow from 2 to 3 on WGN.FM that I'm going to be hosting. And we'll talk about that in a couple of minutes, Doc. But first I want to talk about what I did for you and how you first got a hold of me and how we were able to refinance you 3 or 4 times without having you pay a nickel in closing costs and get you, I think we started you at 4.875 and got you down somewhere 3.625, you know, somewhere in the threes. And what did that do to your cash flow and saving money and make it more affordable for you to own a home?
Well, it was just outstanding in that, you know, this all started that I had heard your ads. I listened to all the usual radio programs where you advertise and always said, you know, when I get old and, you know, get a house and things like that, I should talk to this guy. I was stupid. I didn't do those things and ended up having just multiple hassles financing my homes and things like that, despite having a good job and a good career and a good credit report. And then finally, rates dropped, heard your ads, called you, and as you said, 3 or 4 times, every time I would, actually you called me, which I thought was just amazing, a guy would call me and say, hey, I can save you another X amount of money, and literally over a period of time of a year and a half, you essentially cut my payments in half.
Yeah.
And was just the best thing. Each time I would have to do like 2 hours of work. And I figured it out once that over that 2 hours of work saved me $100,000 on over, you know, the 30-year mortgage. So I will usually work for $50,000 an hour.
Yeah.
So I don't want to, you know, I'm well paid, but that's probably the most I've ever been paid in my life, and it's all because that's all you had to do.
And you called off a radio ad on the old WCKG days, may it rest in peace, and yeah, you were a big fan of Steve Dahl, and I'll tell you, I remember when you called the first time, Doc. I was driving on a Saturday to pick my daughter up at a birthday party, and you call me like, hey, I want to refinance. And I'm like, okay, great. Hey, who are you? And you're like, hey, it's Mike McGuire. And I'm like, what do you owe? He's like, I owe this. My home is this. I go, what do you do? I'm a urologist. I'm like, great. It's always good to have a urologist on call. And I'm a big fan of urologists. So we just struck up a friendship. The friendship's been going on now for over 8 years. And it's been great. I'm glad you've been a great patient. You referred a ton of people over to us that we've taken care of, a lot of the doctors and a lot of the nurses over at North Shore Health Systems. And which leads us to your show tomorrow, because all that money that I saved you enabled you to buy your own radio show here on WGN and go out. And tomorrow at 2 o'clock, let's go back a little bit. I've been doing this WGN.FM since November. And I came to WGN.FM leadership and I said, hey, I'm here all alone. Let's create this hour. And the first person I went to was Dr. Stephen Block, who signed up immediately. And his show has been phenomenal. We're going into our fifth week, Thursdays from 2 to 3. I called you and said, Dr. McGuire, you know, there's an opportunity for a show because you always wanted to do a show about men's health. And you're like, great, I'm in. Sign me up. And you're like, I got to do Wednesday because I operate on Tuesday. I'm like, done. I'll move my show to Tuesday to accommodate you. So you've got Wednesdays 2 to 3. And in your own words, why the passion for a men's health show, and what do you want to accomplish with the show that starts tomorrow, everybody, from 2 to 3, right here on the G?
Well, men are a great population to take care of as a doctor, because we as men, and having also being a 50-year-old guy, know that we don't go to the doctor, and we have some significant issues which affect our lives, which we could be much more proactive about and help us live longer. You know, the old joke of why do men die before women? Because they can. Well, we don't have necessarily have to do be like that. There's a lot of opportunities here for us as men to be healthier, and it goes much beyond just being, is your testosterone low? We've all hear the ad, you can't watch TV without 100 ads for low T and things like that. And those are important things, is testosterone is what makes us men, makes us work. But there's a lot of other parts to it. And urologists, guys like myself who have done 6 years of training after medical school, and then some of us do 2 more years of training specializing in cancer, is that we look at men as, you know, these are our classic patients. And these are people who really, you know, we tend to, men as a general rule, if you don't have a problem, you know, you tend to ignore it. And we need to be better educated. We don't really have a Red Book magazine or things like that where we read all the things about that. And there's an opportunity for us to say, hey, there are things we can fix. I see people all the time who've had significant problems for years and years, and they just never knew that there were corrections available. And so it's really an opportunity for education, and it's an opportunity to explain to you. I work at a wonderful facility up in Glenview. We see patients, Glenview, Evanston, Highland Park, Skokie, but we have a wonderful facility and the opportunity to help men feel better. We also see women with urinary problems. We can help with those too, but the most underserved area I see is the concept of men's total health, and that's what I'm looking to help, and that's where I'm really hoping to get an educational experience out. Now, David and I are both, you know, the finest fit men and in wonderful shape, but yeah. They're, you know, we are the extremes of health, but there is an opportunity for both of us to educate and to learn about stuff and help us as a group of men to, you know, be better overall. That's what I'm really looking for.
And people are probably thinking, what the heck does this have to do with housing? And why is the housing guru at WGN Radio and soon to be at WGN TV talking to Dr. McGuire about his show during my show? You know, because your show starts tomorrow. We're trying to give it a little pump up here and a little extra promotional value, if you will. And the reason is that, you know, if you're not healthy, okay, you're not going to be able to buy a home, or you're going to drop dead in the home that you're in. And what good are you going to be if you're not healthy? And, doctor, last time I saw you, I weighed 273.6 pounds. I was a complete, utter fat slob mess, and I'm down 20 pounds since I saw you because I blew it. By the way, doc, I never told you. I herniated my L4 in addition to rupturing my L4 and L5 like you helped me about a year and a half ago. I herniated L3, and I said at that moment, doctor, this is it. So I've been on a diet. I could finally almost feel my left foot and left leg so I could start exercising again. But you are a perfect example. You looked at me the last time I saw you about 5-6 weeks ago, and you're like, dude, you got to do something. And you could say dude to me because we've had a relationship for eight years.
Yeah.
And you could say, hey, you know, I care about you. You know, you're not getting any younger, and you need to concentrate on getting your blood levels down and getting your sugars down and eating properly and exercising. And by the way, that's exactly what we're going to talk about on your show during the next 13 weeks on this station, WGN.FM. And if you were just to say to the listener out there, what's the number one important thing that you want to communicate during the show?
So that there are many things that it's good to see a urologist for, and that urology has great opportunities, and we can fix most problems, and we can help you with a lot of things to make your life better. Now, we deal with some serious stuff. You know, we're going to talk about cancer. We're going to talk about prostate cancer. We're going to talk about all the real controversies in medicine now. Should we be doing this? Is this important? Is this not? But what we're really going to discuss is, how do we make you feel better? How do we make sure that you're around and that you can do these things for a long time? That there is a distinct opportunity here. You know, there's all kinds of things on the on the radio, and there's all kinds of ads, and you can't drive by without seeing something for a men's health center. But we're talking about total men's health. We're not just talking about sexual health. We are talking about sexual health, absolutely. But we got to help you to make sure you're urinating fine, you're sleeping well, you're exercising, you're losing weight, so that when it comes time for you to get, you know, you see your kids, you do things like that.
Sure.
We as men are often, you know, we feel the burden, and we are out driving hard to work and to make sure we get all the other things. We got to take time to take care of ourselves so that we're around a long time.
And to pay that mortgage, because if you're not paying that mortgage, and to come to me for that mortgage and to come to me for any housing-related issues, because it all comes back to the mortgage, doctor. Men's health is important, but men's health, so you could work to buy a home. Men's health is, you know, so you could work to replace the windows and replace the roof and replace the drywall. So it's important. It all comes around. It's all one big circle.
Number one risk factor for bankruptcy is poor health. There's no question about it. And so if we can keep you healthy, you can keep your job, you can keep working, and then you can get a house. And if you're feeling good, you'll get a bigger house. You'll do nicer work, and you'll do great at work.
Well, one of the things we, you know, I want you to talk about is, I always used to go to the ball games and dread to stand behind the older guy who would take forever to pee. And now I'm turning into one of those older guys because I, you know, I think I'm done. And then as I start pulling away, it's like, hang on. So, you know, we got to talk about, because I got to start carrying extra underpants with me, because I think you're done with the dance there at the urinal, Doc, and then here comes the caboose that you weren't expecting a caboose to be there, and, you know, you got a little extra shot that, you know, you weren't preparing for. So we got to talk about things like that, because it's cost me a fortune in underpants.
Well, and there's no question, and that's the kind of thing that we don't talk enough about. And, yeah, it's urine, and, you know, I got young boys at home, and my wife says that's enough potty talk. Well, Dr. David Hochberg and I are going to spend a lot of time talking potty talk, because that's what's important. And it's important that we talk about urination, because urination makes you sleep poorly. It makes you not go out. It makes you antisocial. And all those things are bad for your overall health. So we have lots of options for that. Yeah. And we're going to spend a day just talking about peeing and how to make it better and what we can do for it. We got some very special things with minimal side effects. And, you know, a lot of people out there are going, well, my dad had this and it was the worst thing ever. Things have changed. Just like you don't get a 17% mortgage anymore, you don't get the same thing. What happened to your dad and your dad's urologist is a lot different than what we have now. And so an opportunity for education is going to make things a lot better.
All right, bud. We're going to be here tomorrow at 2 o'clock, Men's Health Show. We're going to be talking all about men's health. From the toes to the nose, and predominantly between between the pockets and above and below the belt, right?
Exactly. Right there in the money spot, as they say.
Between your front two pockets and right below your belt line. So that's what we're going to be concentrating on. But if you've got any questions from anything from your toenails to the top of your head, Dr. McGuire, Chief Urologist, how do you go like being called? Is it Chief or Head Urologist at...
I want you to call me Dr. Mike. That's what I want you to call me. And I'm Chief of Urology at North Shore. And if you ever want to come see us, you call 847-503-3000. That's my main number. I've got great partners. If I can't see you, they'll see you. We've got specialists in all the different things. But most importantly, if you ever need a mortgage... talk to David Hochberg. What's that number for your Townstone Financial?
312-896-2111. I just remembered it, Doc. 312-896-2111. You're going to get that tattooed on your inner elbow, aren't you? Because that's a sweet spot.
I'm a urologist. I'm going to get it tattooed somewhere else.
Well, that's even better.
All right, my friend.
I'll see you tomorrow. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you. Bye.
All right, Doc. Take it easy. There goes Dr. McGuire, head urologist at North Shore Health Systems. He's going to be hosting a show tomorrow at 2 o'clock right here on The G. My name is David Hochberg, the housing guru on WGN Radio and soon to be WGN TV. We're going to be starting that gig sometime in September. I'll tell you more about it when I know more about it. 312-896-2111 is my phone number, 312-896-2111 during the week. If you want to register for the credit enhancement seminar. You go to my website, townstone.com, townstone.com, townstone.com. I want to thank the five people that registered during the show already. Appreciate it. Phone lines at my office. One more time, 312-896-2111. Send emails to thehousingguru at wgnradio.com, thehousingguru at wgnradio.com. If you have any questions about reverse mortgages, VA loans, lots of VA loan questions. A lot of men and women coming home from the wars that we've been fighting with VA entitlement. It's a great loan. No money down, no PMI. Got a couple going right now, and nothing better than helping a veteran out. It's great to help a veteran because you're so doggone organized from your training. You ask for five things, you get seven, because they're always thinking ahead that you might need another two things. So it's great working with the veterans. Give me a call if you need a loan. 312-896-2111, 312-896-2111. Website, townstone.com. Be here tomorrow with the Dr. McGuire Show, Men's Health Show, at 2 o'clock on the G.